Quezon Voice News, your global link.
Minister of Education announces 2025 Grade 7 and 9 exam results. Government cancels pending CEEC empowerment loans. And cold weather persists with heavy snowfall expected in Morocco's high-altitude zones. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Ministry of Education has released the 2025 Primary School Leaving Examination, Grade 7, and Junior Secondary School Leaving Examination, Grade 9, results, announcing improved performance and reduced absenteeism across both examinations compared to 2024. Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima said a total of 587,471 candidates registered for Grade 7, representing an 8.17% increase from 2024. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Siakalima said out of 587,471 registered candidates, 384,592 passed the examination, representing 71.36% of those who sat, while 154,373 candidates representing 28.64% failed the examination and will not proceed to Form 1. All successful candidates have been selected to Form 1 in 2026, given a progression rate of 71.36%, said Mr. Siakalima. Mr. Siakalima further said out of 603,674 candidates registered for the 2025 Grade 9 internal examination, representing a decrease of 6.59% from 2024. 206,357 candidates obtained certificates and have qualified to progress to Grade 10. He said 72,321 candidates obtained statements, while 6,956 candidates failed the exam. Mr. Siakalima has attributed the improved results to the abolition of automatic progression and the implementation of competency-based education reforms. Meanwhile, Mr. Siakalima said no examination paper leakages were recorded for either examination in 2025. The minister has confirmed that the processing of the two national examinations had been completed on time, allowing parents and guardians to prepare learners for the 2026 academic year. Schools for Form 1 and Grade 10 are scheduled to open on Monday, 12 January 2026, with a two-week grace period ending on 23 January. Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises Development Elias Mwanga has announced the cancellation of all pending empowerment loan applications submitted to Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, between 2021 and December 2025. Mr. Mwanga says the decision is aimed at promoting fairness, transparency and efficiency in the loan application and beneficiary selection process going forward. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwanga also revealed 24 CEEC loan products scheduled for rollout in 2026, which among them include a women-only loan product known as Azimai Loan, a reloaded marketeer booster loan operating under a cooperative model, the Presidential Irrigation System Sport Loan, fish manufacturing loans, and a loan facility for higher education, among others. Mr. Mwanga further revealed that Parliament has approved an unprecedented allocation of 515 million kwacha to CEEC for the 2026 budget year. This represents a 31% increase compared to the 392 million kwacha allocated and fully released by the Treasury in 2025, significantly boosting support to targeted citizens, cooperatives, and micro, small, and medium enterprises, said Mr. Mwanga.
I wish to inform the nation that to ensure fairness, transparency, and effectiveness with the newly introduced 2026 Economic Empowerment Program, my ministry, through Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, we've cancelled all the pending applications up to 2025.
Meanwhile, CEEC Director General Charles Mungule expressed gratitude to the ministry for introducing the empowerment program, noting that it has played a vital role in transforming lives. Mr. Mongola emphasized that the initiative has made a significant contribution to job creation and innovation, thereby helping to reduce poverty levels across the country.
Over 169 sustainable jobs have been created. And this year alone, Honourable Minister, the Commission recovered close to 93 million kwacha. Guests of honour, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to therefore take this opportunity to express our profound appreciation to government. As a Commission, we are profoundly grateful to government.
The Declaration of Zambia as a Christian Nation Committee has appealed to citizens to set aside tribal and political differences and live responsibly in accordance with the country's Christian principles as Zambia commemorates 33 years since its declaration as a Christian nation. Zambia was officially declared a Christian nation on December 29, 1991 by late President Frederick Titus Chiluwa, a proclamation that affirmed Christianity as the foundation of the nation's moral and social life. Speaking at the Christian Declaration commemoration held in Lusaka today, Committee Chief Chairperson Bishop Billy Mfula stated that the declaration has evolved beyond a symbolic proclamation into a well-established national foundation strengthened over time through sustained collaboration between the government and the church. The relationship between the church and the state is both unique and resilient. Despite existing challenges, Zambia has grown in its Christian identity, said Bishop Mfula. He said ongoing cooperation between church institutions and government have played a crucial role in safeguarding the declaration and shaping the nation's moral compass. Bishop Mfula also emphasized that being a Christian nation places heavy demands on leadership, calling for principled and value-based governance rooted in integrity and character. He further linked faithfulness to the covenant with economic transformation, saying Zambia could overcome poverty and economic challenges if leaders and citizens embrace their God-given responsibilities. In African news, Morocco's General Directorate of Meteorology has issued an orange-level weather alert for several regions across the kingdom amid a persisting cold wave. The institution warned against snowfall, heavy rain, low temperatures, and strong winds, especially in mountainous areas. Snowfall ranging from 20 to 40 centimeters is forecast for Tuesday in high-altitude zones. The northern provinces are affected. Coming up shortly, NGOs fear Israel registration rules risk collapse of Gaza aid operations. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Metropolitan Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The UN and other aid agencies fear new Israel registration rules for dozens of international non-governmental organizations, INGOs, risk the collapse of the humanitarian response in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. INGOs not registered by 31st December face closure of their operations in Israel within 60 days, which the agencies say could severely disrupt healthcare and other life-saving services in Gaza. Save the Children said its application had not been approved and it was pursuing all available avenues to have this decision reconsidered.
Sports update.
Polopolo team Dr. Wesley Ngongo has dismissed online speculation suggesting that striker Patson Daka suffered a neck injury during his trademark somersault goal celebration. Reports on social media claimed that the Leicester City forward missed a step during the celebration, raising fears of a possible injury. However, Dr. Ngongo has played down the concerns and confirmed that Daka is fit and pain-free. He added that Daka, who salvaged Zambia's first point against Mali has no pain, no neck stiffness, and no other issues. Dr. Ngongo also has also allied injury fears over Lamek Banda and Miguel Chaiwa, who were substituted during the match. He says the duo only picked up minor knocks and will be available for training, while Wambo Msonda has also been declared fully fit. Meanwhile, Dr. Ngongo confirmed the veteran defender, Stopila Nsunzu, who missed yesterday's clash against Mali due to illness.